Now, it has appeared that Cashstrap Prasa, the railway operator, has been operating without risk insurance or risk cover for up to 3 billion rand for some time now, up to 6 months now. And it's exposing commuters to a risk calamity while, you know, the executives are cruising around in luxury vehicles. They're planning on these luxury junkets. And this is according to an investigation by the Daily Maverick's associate editor, Nkosinathi Mantshantsha. He joins us on the line now. A rail operator operating without insurance. This is a ticking time bomb, isn't it, Nkosinathi?
Lester, you've got to see Konati on the line. Indeed, this is a ticking time bomb. It's been for a while. So this financial year, 2019-2020, Prasa does not have insurance for most of its assets, including those in which it exposes commuters on a daily basis. And that includes new trains that have been acquired at a cost of 146 million rands each. It's just like driving without without insurance, Lester.
Does this cover only the new trains that are on trial here in Cape Town, or is it the regular metro rail trains that are already operating here in the city?
It's the regular metro rail and the new trains that they have just acquired. So a lot of the assets, not just the trains, but other fixed infrastructure as well, and stations and depot and depots and things like that. So if a depot were to burn down, or trains that are in for service, for example, were to burn down for one reason or another, there is no insurance cover. Mm-hmm. If trains in which are moving commuters were to burn down, as an example, or accident, there's again no insurance cover.
What does the safety regulator have to say about this? Because certainly you cannot be operating a service without some level of insurance cover. Surely this goes against the grain of you actually having a license to operate a service.
It definitely does. I must point out, Lester, that Metro Rail is already has been operating without a license, an operating license from the Rail Safety Regulator, for about 2 years on some of its lines. I don't have the detail right now in my hand, but they are working to have their operating license restored. This will only complicate their situation.
Now, Prasa has been without, or has had something like six CEOs since the 2010s. Where does the problem lie? Is it about the actual capital liquidity of the actual the rail authority, or is it an executive problem? Is the problem there with the board and people actually executing decisions about the future of the rail authority?
The last permanent chief executive Prasa head was in 2015, and his name was Lucky Montana. The current acting chief executive is chief executive number 7 since then. So between 2015 and 2019, they have gone through 7 interim chief executives. The problem really is in the politics in the government, because the government appoints the board, and again, this company has been operating without a board of directors since 2017 May, when that term of Popo Molefe's board expired. The whole problem comes from the government. The minister appoints the board of directors, and then the board of directors must appoint the chief executive and other senior executives. The problem is right there at the top. It's really corruption at the highest of levels, including at the board itself, certainly the current one. So those are the main problems. Fikile Mbalula, the transport minister, needed to appoint a board as soon as he arrived, but so did Blade Nzimande, so did Joe Masongani before them. Inexplicably, they just appointed an interim board. No explanation was given as to why they are just putting an interim board, which has not been properly screened. This term will come to an end at the end of September, and there's still no indication, or at least I asked Fikile Mbalula When will you appoint a board, and why are you waiting? There was no answer, very vague, that we are still working on the processes. So the whole problem comes from the top, from the government.
It really is a catch-22 here, because if fewer commuters use the train service, there is less income coming in for the operators like Metro Rail, for example, which means that there's less money going into the coffers to fuel capital expenditure. Where do you see an outcome here? Is it another bailout from government to restore the confidence of PRASA, or is it about the rail authority giving commuters confidence to come back, ensuring trains are on time, ensuring that that facilities are safe, that trains aren't overcrowded? Where does it start first?
Lester, let me give you the numbers, but I must also apologize. I've got some kids in the car. If you hear some coughing in the background, I'm driving them to school. As a start, PRASA operates on the basis of a subsidy from the government. Every year, you and I pay no less than 5 billion rand to keep PRASA going. This past financial year, it was 5.2 billion rand. Revenue that comes from PRASA's own operations is only 2.5 billion rand in the past financial year. So they generated for themselves 2.5 billion rand, and the government gave them a gift of 5.2 billion rand. So, all these problems have resulted in PRASA only transporting 209 million passenger trips in 2018 financial year versus 5.69 million passenger trips 10 years ago. So they are now transporting less than half the people that they transported 10 years ago, because people are running away. Only 29% of the trains that are scheduled arrive or leave on time in the Western Cape. Let's repeat that, Lester. Out of 100 trains that are planned to be running, only 29 are running as planned.
So, Kanati, just my final question before we have to go to Eyewitness News. If you were Cape Town or Western Cape Rail commuter, knowing that the service that you are using does not have insurance to cover the liability in case there is an accident that you may be hurt or maimed or, heaven forbid, lose your life, would you take that risk and still use that train?
Not at all. I wouldn't. But we must hastily state here that, unfortunately, the people that rely on the trains, it's the cheapest form of transport, and it puts the most people. These are people largely that do not have a choice. They cannot afford any alternative form of transport. And that is the calamity here. It's the poor working class people that are forced to ride on trains that are now not at all covered. They are all not running on time. There's been 997 incidents on trains of arson, of attacks, of damage to property, about 200 incidents of armed robbery on the trains this past financial year have been reported by PRASA. So all the dangers keep increasing, and the people do not have alternatives.
Unfortunately, we have to let you go. This is Kanati Manchancha, the associate editor at Scorpio at the Daily Mail.